I had creased and folded my subway map so many times over the past few days that it was on the verge of tearing in two. Somehow, I had boarded the wrong train. Again. I'd ended up at Times Square instead of 57th Street. Now what? I exited the train, took a few tentative steps, and froze on the platform, people weaving around me, bumping up against my portfolio, jostling the photographs inside. A young woman in a pink and gold sari called to a little boy running on ahead of her, past a man playing bongos. The Times Square station was a maze of tiled corridors and tunnels, stairwells that led from one frenzied level to another. A blur of signs pointed me in all directions: uptown, downtown, the Bronx, Brooklyn, 8th Avenue, 40th Street. I didn't have time to risk getting on the wrong train, so I folded my tattered map, tucked it inside my pocketbook, and made my way to the 42nd Street exit, where I was met with a blast of horns, a gust of exhaust. I stood at the curb, feeling as bewildered as I'd been inside the station. And yet, it was exhilarating. I'd arrived in New York about a week ago, and like the city, I was alive, filled with possibility and adventure. Anything could happen now. My life was about to begin. I'd never hailed a taxi cab before and was momentarily paralyzed. All I could do was observe other people's techniques, like the businessman who raised his hand ever so slightly, accomplishing the task with just two fingers. Another man with bags under his eyes, big and fullest cheeks, yelled out a commanding taxi, making a driver swerve across two lanes before bringing his cab to a screeching halt. Job done. The woman beside me waved her hand like a magic wand, and a taxicab appeared. I mimicked her approach, my fingers flapping amateurishly. Two taxicabs barreled past me as if I wasn't there before one pulled up alongside me. I gave the driver the address while he laid on his horn, inching forward, leaving barely a whisper of air between his bumper and the taxicab in front of us. We were one in a chain of yellow cabs going nowhere fast. I checked the clock on the dashboard. "I have an appointment in 20 minutes," I said to the driver through the cloudy plexiglass window separating us. "Do you think we can make it in time?" He shot me an impatient look through his rearview mirror.
"You could have walked it, lady," he said in a thick Brooklyn accent.
I sat back, trying to relax, clutching my portfolio, a homemade case that protected my photographs, mounted to sheets of construction paper and held between two cardboard covers. I used a black ribbon to tie it shut. It was a bright, unseasonably warm day, and the driver had all the windows rolled down. I drew a deep breath, unable to place the scent until I realized that it was everything I was not smelling. The absence of grass, trees, and those easy open space breezes. The flow of air, obstructed by the buildings, seemed stagnant, almost stale, yet the city was in constant motion, all vigor and energy. At the corner of 47th and 8th Avenue, I spotted a man and a woman waiting for the light. They reminded me of couples I'd seen in the movies. He was in a dark suit, his fedora worn with a Sinatra tilt. She was impeccably dressed, in a skirt and matching jacket, belted at the waist. He pulled a cigarette from his breast pocket, offering her one before he suavely lit them both. As puffs of smoke gathered above their heads, the streetlight changed and off they went. I watched until they disappeared into the throng of New Yorkers, wishing I had my camera with me. You didn't see people like that back in Ohio. My cab cleared the intersection, and I grew giddy, thinking that soon I'd be taking my place among the locals, walking with a purpose, each step bringing me closer to the very things I'd come here for. And with that, I couldn't help but think about my mother. She was supposed to have been by my side when I came to New York. And I wasn't one of those people comforted by the ethereal. She's still with you, watching over you. As we continued on, I craned my neck, not wanting to miss a thing. There was more to see here in just two blocks
than in all of Youngstown.